If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Gridiron Show. Ollie Hunter here. Will Gavin has been off gallivanting in Glastonbury, no doubt trying to recover after a weekend of opulence and debauchery. But I'm here. I've been busy. I've had a little chat with an English former England rugby player who's trying to make his name in the NFL. It's a short one today before we bring you lots and lots of content as the NFL rolls into Tottenham Hotspur's new stadium. Keep on listening. This is the Gridiron Show. Yep, this is the Gridiron Show. Ollie Hunter here in the studio with you. No Will Gavin. I think he's already trying to make his way back from Glastonbury, Somerset, where he has had, so I'm told, an absolutely wonderful time. He's not feeling as rough as he normally does, but it looks like he's lost his voice. So me being here on my own is probably a blessing for all and sundry. Right, at the end of last week, Christian Wade came to TalkSport Towers, and after he went on air with the guys from H&J, I caught up with him for a more detailed football chat about how his time during OTAs and rookie practices and such like has been going on since he signed for the Buffalo Bills as part of the International Player Development Programme. Let's take a listen. I'm joined by Christian Wade. Christian, you're back in the country after... What, has it been 2 or 3 months since you've signed with the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, just over 2 months, like 10 weeks, 10, 11 weeks, yeah.
And what was that like when you got the call that you'd be joining one of the NFL's oldest and most storied franchises?
It was ridiculous, man. I was lost for words. I couldn't, like, all I could do was smile, like, just like the joy that I was feeling. Obviously, I had my mom, my dad and my brother. Obviously, people have been with me the whole way through my career as a rugby player, and obviously they're with me as well. So, yeah, it was just one of those moments where I was just like, "This is crazy, man." I literally didn't have any words for it, and I'm just so grateful and blessed for obviously everyone who supported me. Obviously for my family, obviously thanking God for blessing me as well. So, yeah, man, I'm just in a real privileged position, and I'm just embracing every moment.
Well, you quit rugby about 6 months before. You said that you were weighing up going to the Southern Hemisphere, potentially, or elsewhere in Europe, maybe France or whatnot. But NFL, the international player pathway came along, and you thought, that was it, I have to do this.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, the NFL, man, it's like probably the most elite sport in the world, the best athletes, facilities-wise, and just the game as a whole. It's a great game. The whole match day experience, the training camps and all that sort of stuff, I was just like, this is something that, like, if a sportsman had the opportunity to do, you can't pass up. And I guess, obviously, I still had a lot of thinking to do, whether it was the right thing for me to do and stuff. And I made that decision, man. It was definitely the right thing.
You mentioned the facilities. You've been over to Buffalo. What are they like compared to Wasps? Because I went to the old training ground at Wasps.
Twyford.
Yeah. let's just say I've been to the Chicago Bears training facilities, and they're incredible in comparison.
Yeah.
What are they like in Buffalo?
Well, Buffalo takes it to a whole new level. I haven't been to the Bears, but according to everyone else, the Bills has the best facilities there are in the league. Namely because they just upgraded, like, the whole gym and the recovery center and the medical department. So our stuff is insane. But I know across the league, every team has an indoor facility. So that's obviously just a massive like up from any rugby team anyway. Then we obviously have the pitches outside. But yeah, the training room and the gym, next level, mate. Next level.
Have you had any conversations with Coach McDermott, Coach DeBell?
So we haven't spoke to him like in terms of like having a one-on-one and stuff until the end of the 10 weeks stint.
Sure.
And obviously we're just talking about obviously my weaknesses and my strengths and stuff, and obviously clearly my strengths are my speed and my pace and change of direction, all those sort of stuff, like the physical side of things. For me, my work-ons is all based around confidence and just learning the game, just developing my knowledge, which is kind of a given, obviously, in the situation that I'm in. So for me, I took quite a lot of positives from that, that it wasn't something like, oh, I need to learn the playbook, you don't know your stuff or can't catch and work on, you know what I mean? So
true.
I feel like those things that were a given, those being my weaknesses, shows that I have the potential to do well. So I'm just loving every moment. They love my energy there, they love my positivity and my professionalism, which obviously I can kind of give credit to rugby having taught me that over the last 9 years. Obviously the England stuff that we did growing up from the 16s all the way up to the first team. So yeah, I'm in a great position, man. I'm just eager to get back out there and train and see what happens.
What was your day-to-day like? I mean, was it get up, have breakfast, and then a bit of classroom work, and then out on the training field, and then recovery? What? Talk us through a typical day.
So a typical day would be like, I'd probably wake up about 6:30, and then I would get to the facility, have some breakfast, kind of get ready for the day. And we usually kick off with meetings in the morning. So from 8 till about 11, we'd be in meetings. And that would be like offense-defense split. And then you'd come in for a big team meeting where Coach McDowell would address the team and kind of what our focus was for that day. And that would be all players, all coaches, all staff. Then we'd go back into offense-defense. We might do a walkthrough on the pitch where we'd obviously install some plays. Could be like 60 plays or a little bit less, a little bit more. Then we'd be done by 11, have a little break for like 45 minutes, have a snack, prepare, because we'd be outside at 11:45, which we'd have a 2-hour session. And then once that's finished, we'd be done, 1:45. And then you're free to kind of have lunch, go home, do your recovery, see the physios in the training room. But for someone like me, I used to stay longer because I needed that extra time with the coach, go through some stuff, and then I'd be there till probably like 5-ish, and then get home like 11:30.
And then you're knackered, I bet.
yeah, be knackered. But to be honest, that was how it was for the first 5 weeks. Then obviously once the rookies came in, I joined them, so the schedule changed a little bit, where I used to come in, had to be in for 7:30 to do a lift. So that's the weight room from 7:30 till 8:15. And then we do the same day that I just explained. We finish at lunchtime, but then we'd have to go into like our rookie development, which would basically be more offensive defense split again, but just in smaller groups. Then we'd have special teams, and then we'd go into like our rookie development program. So I wouldn't be getting done till about 6:00, and then I'd get home like 7-ish after doing my recovery and stuff. So my days are pretty much 7 till 7 for the whole.
The situation in the Pacific is worse than reported.
The Japanese are planning something big.
What's the target?
Midway.
From the director of Independence Day.
A couple dozen planes against all Japanese fleet.
We got the order to launch!
Discover the incredible true story.
Today we're going to be underdogs.
Of the World War II battle.
Good luck, boys.
Fire!
Midway. Download and keep now.
Whole time.
Some of that classroom stuff. How have you come to grips or come to terms with, getting to grip with the terminology? A gap, B gap, C gap.
Yeah, you know
busting
your stuff,
out here,
you know
all
your
of
stuff.
That.
You know your stuff, eh?
Yeah.
nah. So with the pathway program that we did in IMG back in Florida from January to April, that definitely set me up nicely and the rest of us up nicely for when we got to our teams. So if I had left rugby and went straight into the Bills, like, I would definitely be lost. But because of that period there, I was able to kind of understand what's going on straight away. And some of the things that I would threat about before, be like, oh, we need to learn these 7 plays by the end of the week. On day one, they would hit us with like 30 plays. And I would have to know it for the next day. And I felt comfortable doing that. And to be honest, one of my biggest worries is like, oh, I've got to learn this whole playbook. Like, it's going to be crazy. Within like a few weeks, like, the stuff was coming in and just building up and building up. And I was staying up with it and like being comfortable and wasn't like, oh, I'm scared. Like, oh, what's this play? Like, everything was definitely within my like comfort zone.
And your capabilities. I suppose with rugby, being a back as well, you do have those different calls coming from the fly or from the nine or whatnot. Yeah. So you're kind of used to having some sort of set plays. The foundations and framework were already there. Right. I want to talk to you about, what are the players like? What are they like around you, being a guy that's come from a completely different sport, from a completely different country? What are they like around you?
Well, like, off the field, it's kind of like we're just, at the end of the day, we're just guys, you know, like, wherever age you are, when you play sport, you're all just big kids, like, and you're able to kind of prolong that time because you play sport. So it's just, like, we're just being lads, you know, just talk about what guys talk about, laughing and joking about stuff. And to be honest, the culture of NFL is more similar to what my culture is as well, the way I was brought up and with my family and stuff. So, like, I fit right in without even having to, like kind of introduce myself too much and talk about myself too much, you know. So it was, like, kind of that integration was pretty simple. Obviously, you get the odd people, like, staring because they're fascinated by the way I speak.
Yeah.
And some of the words I say, they'll be laughing at. Cracking their little jokes, like when I said, oh, do we need our boots? I was like, huh? I was like,
yeah, cleats.
Oh, sorry, cleats. Yeah. And then I was like, what time are we on the pitch? I was like, on the what?
Yeah, like, it's on the those field. little terminology differences.
Yeah.
You got to say defense rather than defense.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, it's been good. I guess me being from England is like a nice little icebreaker as well.
Yeah.
Obviously made some good friends already, hung out a few times and stuff. And
who's your bestie?
I'm trying to figure who is, because I hang around with like loads of different people. Like, everyone knows me, I'm just kind of like,
well, you're with everybody.
You've got
special teams, you've got the running back guys, guys have a close relationship with some of the quarterbacks, but also the offensive line and all of that. So I could imagine being a bit of a social comedian.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess I'm a bit of a social comedian anyway, just in general life. But to be honest, like, the closest people I be to, I'm with, obviously, is the people I'm with the most is the running back. So I usually like hang with like Sonoris Perry, TJ, Frank Gore,
legend
Shady McCoy. Yeah, all these big-time legends, Marcus Murphy, Pat DeMarco.
I'll tell you what, that running back room is crowded.
And
you're coming in as a running back. I would like to maybe think that you could transition into a slot receiver or something like that, but it's running back that's been earmarked for you.
Yeah.
Is that daunting that you have these legends? You've got Devin in there as well as the rookie. So, I mean, that for me would be quite daunting. Or is that part of the challenge?
To be honest, I'm not seeing it as daunting, really. I think because of my experience in professional sport, I think that's why it's not too daunting. And maybe because of, because I haven't grown up watching American football and all that stuff, maybe I can't appreciate the greatness as much as they do, or I'm not in awe of it as much as they do. Like, I appreciate 100%, and like, I'd be like, Frank, man, you're the real OG, man. Like, you've been doing this for like 15 years, and his knowledge is crazy, and like, just picks everything up like that.
Have they been quite supportive?
Yeah, Shady, Frank, they're funny, man. Frank's all, every time he's on the phone, he's like, "Oh, come say hello to my friend." Like, he's like, "Yo, this is my boy from England."
That's and great. That's
and
great.
Shady's like, "What up, London?" And like, you know what I mean? So it's like, and he's like, "Yo, I'm coming to England. Like, have you got the hookup?" He's always teasing me and stuff, and then I tease him back because of his fashion sense and stuff like that. So yeah, man, everyone's we're all tight, we're all cool, and our coach Kelly Skipper always talks about how tight and how talented and how much experience is in the room. Mm. And that's great for competition, it's great for the team, because at the end of the day, there's no point in kind of being like cold to each other or any of that stuff, because it's only the team that's going to get hurt. We all have to earn our place in the team, whether you're a Hall of Famer or a draft guy or international pathway guy coming in. So the more we can help each other, the better it is for the team, the better it is for everyone else. So
on the field, I presume you're with some of the rookies, some of the, I don't know, maybe second or third string guys. Mm. You've been taking handoffs from Tyree Jackson, potentially. How have you found which arm to put the ball in and how to protect the ball when you're potentially going to be hit?
Yeah, so I can't lie, I fumbled the ball a couple of times.
Fumble?
Yeah. Because of the handoffs not being used to it, like looking at the ball rather than where I'm going. Just like these basic things that basically everyone would have made these mistakes when they were like 7 or 8, when they were first starting. Like, I've got to get those kind of mistakes out of the way, get used to it, but I don't have as much time as they did. Mm. If I make a mistake, then I need to be trying to correct that as soon as possible, because like coach said to me the first time I fumbled, if you can't look after the ball, then you're not going to make the team. So it's definitely been something that, like, those are the sort of things, as I was saying earlier, like, I thought the playbook would be the hardest. It's those little small, like, technical things that I find I'll make a mistake on, rather than like this whole long play that like sounds like someone speaking a whole different language. Yeah. I'll know exactly what I'm supposed to do, but then when they give the handoff, I'll be like, oh, you know, sometimes wrong footwork, stuff like that, which are not major things, but they are major things in football. Like one wrong step, cutting too early, cutting too late, wrong hand placement, all these like real small things, they can really hurt the team, you know. So it's vital that you get them right.
And returning, because I think I saw somewhere that you're behind Andre Roberts in the return duties.
Yeah.
How are you finding seeing the field? How are you finding using the middle of the field rather than doing what you would normally do as a wing, which is try and use your pace around the outside?
Well, to be honest, a couple of times I'm still going around the outside, because at the end of the day, if you've got the pace, you know what I mean? No one's catching you around the outside.
No punter's going to catch you, man.
Yeah. But, it's been good, like, learning from Andre. Like, he's one of the best receivers in the league, if not the best. Just asking him, like, little tips and stuff. But at the end of the day, he always talks about, obviously, you've got, like, the blocks and stuff set up, but just beat people and just run. So, for me, I know exactly how to do that. And that's what Sean Edwards used to say to me when I was coming through. It's just like, listen, mate, when you get the ball, just run. So, literally, that's kind of, when it comes to the punt return stuff, that's what I'm looking to do when I get the opportunity to beat people and gas someone. Like, that's what you're there to do, and that's what you're there to be in a team for. So that's what I've been doing.
And you're back. When are you back with Buffalo? When are you back going back?
We have to report on July the 22nd. For conditioning tests and screening and all that sort of stuff, and then we start camp officially on the 24th.
And how are you keeping yourself in shape whilst you're back over here?
So I've actually taken the first week off just to, like,
yeah, fair man, like,
yeah,
just to relax a
just
bit,
just relax, give my mind a rest the body, just do a little bit of weights to keep up, and then start to ramp up the weights and like sprint training, all that sort of stuff. Then I'm going to fly back over to Florida to join, like, some of the other guys from my team. Hopefully catch up with Shady and Frank, Isaiah McKenzie, and train over there with those guys. See exactly how I need to train and see exactly what it is that I need to do to be ready for camp, because this is the business end now. So
absolutely. And what's the plan? What's the achievable goal in your mind? for this season?
I generally think I could make the team through special teams. I think it's definitely too early to be like a main starter or like one of the main guys to play running back. But that's my position, and if called upon, I believe I'll be able to do a job there. But I think realistically, if I'm going to make the team this year, it's going to be via special teams and being able to contribute on the four core positions. So you got punt return, kickoff return, and punt. So yep.
Yeah. Well, I've looked at the schedule. 27th of October is Philadelphia, the Eagles at home, New Era Field.
Yeah,
it's the same day as the Rugby World Cup semi-final in Yokohama. I've got a feeling these things, honestly, they work out. Yeah. I reckon England will win in that semi-final and you'll start on special teams that day. I've just got a feeling. Putting it out there now.
That's crazy.
It may happen.
That's crazy, man.
And then you'd beat F.A. Abada for the record of getting into a starting position.
Yeah.
So.
Amen to that.
Thank you very much, Christian.
Appreciate it.
So that was Christian Wade. Thank you very much, Christian. I think we're going to see Christian at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium Tuesday and Wednesday. I will be there early doors tomorrow. I really hope that they allow me to be around for when the pitch is... or the soccer pitch, the football field, is rolled away and it reveals the glorious gridiron underneath. I really hope that hasn't already happened because I'm dying for a stop motion and I'm a bit of a stadium geek. But yeah, there'll be loads and loads of content over the next coming days at Gridiron on Twitter, at Ollie Hunter, at Will Gavin, at Matthew Sherry, all the apps. Keep listening. Thank you for listening. This has been The Gridiron Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.